Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. I am filling in for Maggie. My name is Angela Lang with my guest co-host Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation area and our friend Matt Rothschild. And we've been having a really good conversation. I feel like, as always, we're always covering a lot of ground. So, we got a couple texts that came in. Matt, you want to read some of the feedback we've been getting?
Sure. Ross from Crawford County says, excellent conversation, guys. Thanks for talking about this fascist Trump administration and what it's doing and the impact here in Wisconsin. Nancy from Madison, we need to continue to support Governor Evers. This is for you, Dan, to run for another term. I don't see a Democrat in the wings who would win. It's also unlikely Dems will take the Assembly or Senate. Evers is the only one to stop the Republicans. So, there's that. And I knew that would be coming.
No, I knew that would be coming. Absolutely.
So look at that transition.
Yeah, there we go.
Dan, you wrote a piece.
I wrote a piece.
I
write many pieces, but I wrote a piece that I've been working on for quite a while. I published it today at the Recombobulation area. The title of the piece is Pass the Torch. Tony Evers should not run for a third term as governor. So I have a number of different arguments that are within this, but I guess we'll start here. I think Tony Evers has been a good governor.
Yeah, that's how you start the piece. Yeah.
I think he has been, you could even argue he's been great.
Yeah.
Like considering the circumstances that have surrounded his time in office. But I think at a certain point, all things must pass.
Mm-hmm.
And Evers is 73 years old. He will turn 75 in November of 2026. I happen to know this because I found out that we have the same birthday, November 5th. So he will.
Oh, yeah, your election day birthday.
My election day birthday. Yeah.
Oh,
last year,
sorry.
Not my favorite, but that's okay. That's not what we're talking about here. Also, Cavalier Johnson, another November 5th birthday. Three Wisconsin lefties with the same November 5th birthday. But anyway.
Lefties.
Yeah, something like that. But. The I think Evers has been a good governor.
Mm-hmm.
He has served this state well for two terms. But I think at a certain point, you have to pass the torch. And I think after everything that happened with Joe Biden in the run-up to the 2024 election, the debate, the dropout, everything that else that happened in connection to that, how can we not be having this conversation right
sure.
now? How can we overlook the factor that is part of this conversation and part of what Democrats have done more broadly is I think Democrats in particular have had such a major problem mm-hmm. with passing the torch to the next generation of leaders. In 2007 and 2008 during Barack Obama's rise, I think we all thought that this was the beginning of something different
yeah.
and this
yeah.
was Democrats were the party of the future. I don't think there's a lot of people out there saying that about the party right now.
That's a good point.
And I think, there are comparisons that I make in the piece to between Tony Evers and Joe Biden,
mm-hmm.
there's not a direct one-to-one comparison to be made here. Joe Biden is, almost a decade older than Tony Evers.
Mm-hmm.
He was far less popular than Tony Evers.
Yeah.
He talked about being a bridge candidate to the next generation, alluded to being a one-term president in so many ways. So this is not a one-to-one comparison.
I mean, they both like ice cream, though.
They both like ice cream. There are a lot of there are the Venn diagram
of
Evers and Biden includes things.
No,
some overlap beyond just ice cream.
And I would say that's a good point, though. You're not just trying to say, oh, he's old like Biden. Like, that's not what this piece is really the focus of.
No, but I think at a certain point you have to pass the torch to the next generation of leaders. And I think there is a capable bench that Wisconsin Democrats have that been building.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, more important than that, I think we also need to have a real primary.
Sure.
I think we were Democrats to their detriment have avoided primaries in the past. I think obviously with Harris, that was, such a weird circumstance. It's hard to really be all that upset about it. It wasn't. And it was an acceptable scenario, but it was not a particularly good one. And so I think we'd be better served by having a primary, by having the voters decide. I think that also would have been the case in the 2022 Senate primary here in Wisconsin when all the candidates dropped out at the last minute to endorse Mandela Barnes. I think there's this iron sharpens iron quality that can come from these primaries. And then I think, too, it has to be, you know, I think there might be candidates I'd like more than others who would be in a potential field. But I think that doesn't matter, because I think what ultimately matters is that the voters need to be the ones to decide, not the party bosses, not Evers himself, even, you know, endorsing who might be a successor. But I think we need to have an actual primary. And I think to pass the torch and to have this future decided by the voters and not by you know, some sort of party elites or something like that.
I totally agree with you on the need for primaries. You know, I think certainly I still, on the Biden thing, I'm still rankled by the fact that A, the reporters in Washington who must have known didn't let us know, unless you're listening to Fox, and B, you know, Newsom could have gotten in the race. Whitmer could have gotten in the race. They could have challenged Biden. I mean, so many people must have known. I don't buy this that he was just sheltered by his handlers, because, you know, I was getting feedback in 2021 that he was not all there. And if I knew in Madison, Wisconsin, tell me the reporters in Washington didn't know.
Well, so it's good to air out. I think Democrats are underestimating how much damage that did to the party at large. I think they're totally underestimating the credibility question that brought, because it's just like, it's this logic question. It's just like, well, if they were lying about that, what else were they lying about? What else weren't they telling this truth about? And if you are running a campaign based on honesty and integrity while asking people to deny the evidence of their eyes and ears, that's a real problem. And so I think
they weren't listening to the people. A vast majority of Democrats
didn't
want Biden to run again, and they just forced it down our throat until it was impossible.
We are just starting this conversation. We are going to continue this conversation after the break, and we would love to have you all call in 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We will pick up this conversation right on the other side.